Blog Talk Radio.
From Boston, Massachusetts, it's the Shelly Nunchuck Show, where my show is about love, life, inspiration, and dreams. Of course, we all know I want to work with Jackie Chan, so what is yours? Well, today I will have on my show, to start off with, a special reoccurring guest, Cal Nguyen, and I think you might have remember him, that I've had him on the show a couple times. He has an award-winning web series called Day Zero. Now, it's not your typical zombie film, because everybody's going to think, oh my gosh, when they see this and start watching the show, they're going to think, zombie, zombie, zombie. Let's first get it straight. They're actually hybrids, and it's something more of a dramatic kind of show, because when you see it, and like with The Walking Dead out there being popular, people are going to come to the show and be like, where are all the zombies? But truth be told, the show actually has a really good plot to it, and it actually can grow onto you. And they actually did some casting for the show, and they will be start filming soon. I'm sure I'm going to have Cal on the show once again, and maybe some of the actors from the show. It's quite possible. And I know I had a little bit of a hiatus out there, and I am back. I'm back and better than ever. I've been so working hard, taking workout classes, and we're going to be doing it's really a lot more to do with self-care, but let's see if my special guest is in the queue. Let's see if this is him. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, Shelley. Hey, this is Cal. How are you doing?
Hey, thank you. I'm doing fine, and thank you for coming on the show.
No problem. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm so, like, excited to hear that you will be filming pretty soon season 2 of your web series, Day Zero. Are you excited?
I certainly am. This was in the making not too long ago. The script, in fact, for this, the opener is was a work in progress from probably January of this year. And, you know, so we've got a final draft finally, and we're gathering, we've been in pre-production, we've been gathering crew members, you know, acquiring you know, equipment, and after I chose a director to help direct this particular episode, a first-timer for Day Zero, it's a guest director, his name's Denver James Howard, and we went ahead and decided to do our casting session for the new characters. There's 4 new characters for this episode, and it's, I don't want to give away the plot here, but
I totally understand. And would you be able to tell me who the new actors or actresses are for the show?
Yeah, they're all local Utah favorites. Morgan Mabee, there's Colin McDermott, who I worked with in performing with him in a student film at the University of Utah called Funeral Detail by Dustin Schwitt. That just recently screened as well. And then there's Bill Gillane, a very experienced actor. And he's known, you know, in all circles in this industry. And then last but not least, Flo Dinelli, who's of Argentinian extract. And she really blew me away in the auditions. And we actually, there's a little bit of a trivia with this, because we actually were going to go with someone else. And you know, that person was then unable to be available, so it actually then fell to Flo, which was you know, was personally my preference, but you know, kind of turned out, worked out that way, I guess. So yeah, well, those are the actors. We just had a table read this yesterday, actually, on Saturday, and we'll be just getting geared up here for next weekend's shoot. We do know we are still trying to acquire some things. Location has been really a big sticker for us, in particular, you know, for any indie filmmaker. So, you know, I mean, what do you, you know, you gotta find, because it's hard to find something where it's you're not being charged, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Everything, it's like all about budget, and it all comes down to, like, mostly everything to do with money, but sometimes I've known people in the indie world, they, how can you say the correct term, they gorilla it, they just go ahead and do it and they film, and I've heard stories, and sometimes, you know, I mean, sometimes people have friends and stuff that, you know, get in contact, say, hey, you can use my place, so it's about networking and such, and I'm pretty sure, I just know that you'll be able to get it done. You're very hardworking, you're very talented, and, you know, it's just stuff that I've seen, and we can talk about that. I know you can't really talk too much about Day Zero. I just wanted to get it out there that you will be doing a season 2, and why I really, from what I've seen, you know, a lot of web series, they only have one season. It just dies off after that. But with Day Zero, it's heading towards season two. So right there, that means something. You know, that's why I'm looking forward to it, to see the characters grow anymore. It's like a bag of chips. Once you have one, you have to, like, have more of it. And I'm pretty sure, you know, because I've watched the whole series. And closer on season one, you left it with a cliffhanger. And I'm like, I so cannot wait to actually, you know, to see what happens in season two. It has a little twist and turn in season one at the very end. I'm like, you end it like that? That's not fair. What a tease.
That was totally different than what was originally planned. I shot it one way, and my way was different than the original script's way as well. And this time, this is the first time this season two premiere. First time I've written Day Zero from scratch. So Kelsey Swenson is no longer involved with the project in any way. So I own the copyright. So this is like first time I've written it, this, you know, the entire episode, you know, myself. And so I feel that, you know, I'm pretty proud of it. I think you'll really like it because we've got more action. We've got more, it's a darker tone this time. And, you know, there's just much more grittiness to it. And, you know, with the help of from Denver, you know, and his folks, a lot of crew guys from his short film that I was just helping with called Ascent.
I was seeing that, and I'm hoping to have him as a guest on my show. And besides Day Zero, you know, can you let people know from last time when you were on the show what has been going on besides Day Zero? I mean, we can talk more about Day Zero. You've been doing a lot of things and, you know, going to certain places, stuff. So let the people know, like, you know, what you've been up to.
Right. I've been busy. I mean, I just recently got off the set of Rob Diamond's Wayward, the Prodigal Son feature film. I am a co-executive producer in it, but I also play a small supporting role in the character called Terrence. He's a high roller in the casino, and we went out to Elko, Nevada for that one this past week, and it was really fun. It was a blast, and Rob's great, and there's a lot of, I mean, the crew, I mean, just everybody, you know, it was really, really, really fun. To shoot it, we stayed in the hotel there. Even one of the dealers got in on it, so she's like in the movie. So she's actually the dealer, and she was really nice. So yeah, I think I was the only one that actually knew how to play poker.
That's a lesson, right?
I was the only one that was shuffling the chips, you know, correctly. You know, just doing things that a poker player does, and so hopefully they caught some of that. I know it's really noisy because we had to do it while everybody else, you know, all the actual players are out there and the slot machines and whatever. I mean, it's a lot of noise, so it's possible I have to end up going back to do some ADR looping, but I hope not. I hope they just somehow are able to clean it up and keep it, you know, the way it is or whatever, because there's some powerful performances that occurred. I'm really proud about my performance in there too. I really appreciated Rob's direction on that to help me, you know, get there and stuff like that. But he's really happy. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been sick. No longer sick, unfortunately.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. It's always a plus, and I'm just glad you're feeling better. And
you know, there's a lot of things that I've been through. You know, and this recent thing was it's called Helicobacter pylori, and it basically is a bad bacteria that lives inside the small intestine, right above the small intestine, inside the stomach lining, and loves acid, so it lives in that. And been taking antibiotics with Prilosec and stuff like that. And in 2 weeks, you know, you do that, and it seemed to have gotten rid of it. So, you know, after like thousands of dollars of hospital bills, thinking I had a heart attack or something, but it wasn't the case. Going to, you know, to the hospital, the ER, and you know, being diagnosed with gastritis, getting checks on all kinds of stuff, cardio, you know, stress tests, things like that. You know, everything's fine. It's that bacteria. The bacteria does everything to you. And so I'm, you know, loading up on probiotics right now, and, you know, I'm back to normal. I think I've been eating better. I mean, going back to more normal foods and stuff like that. So, you know, and it, you know, this is like just one thing that you don't want to go through, and it causes a lot of bloating, and that was really the big thing, you know, with that. And you know, you know, speaking of, you know, health issues, there's the tinnitus thing. American Tinnitus Week is coming up, May 19th to 25th. We'll be holding a Day Zero Tinnitus Awareness Campaign. Again, just like in February with the British Tinnitus Association. This time it's the American Tinnitus Association that's holding this. And, you know, we want to, you know, have people become aware of what tinnitus is. Just like H. pylori, people are unaware of what it is, but a ton of people have it. So, you know, in my case, it occurred from military service, you know, the loud noises, particularly the honor guard, and we, you know, the rifle party stuff. So, you know, it's a salute to silence. You know, tinnitus can lead some into, it's a form of deafness, but ringing sound, and it, you know, it's like basically you never truly hear nothing. You know, it's always there, probably there, or whatever. But yeah, there's, you know, some like friend of mine who works with the ATA. He's going to be doing a bike ride to basically you know, ride from one end all the way to Congress and Capitol Hill, and he's going to be like talking to them, trying to see if we can get, you know, more research funds for a cure, as well as try to get the VA or whatever to give us, those in the military anyway, to give us additional 10% for the other year. So they get 10% for both years, disability compensation, but we want, you know, for now, you know, 20%, so that that way we get, you know, can cope with it, you know, and buy medicines or whatever, you know. So, yeah, so we'll all be holding that on the Day Zero Facebook fan page. And usually I will promote that, and a lot of people do respond. So,
yeah, and that's a great thing, because it's like when you have something, you can promote stuff that's really important. And with your Day Zero everything, you know, everything you're doing first time, where can you, you know, where can you go to watch Day Zero, Facebook page, and any of the web series? Where can you go let people know?
Yeah, well, first of all, you'll be seeing that, you know, you'll be seeing that on the Facebook page for regarding the information. And we will be pushing people to watch episodes 3 or 4, because it's about our deaf character, Landon. And so Facebook, you can go to Facebook/ Day Zero TV. And pretty much anything is / Day Zero TV. So most of it, anyway. So if you go to our official website, it's just dayzerotv.com. And then where we stream the videos, which is now in high definition at the source, it's at blip.tv, that's blip.tv/ Day Zero TV. And we can. We also have behind-the-scenes footage, bloopers, and stuff like that, trailers and whatnot, on the YouTube site, which is at a different one. It's actually YouTube/ Day Zero Survivors. That's the only one that's different. And it, that's only because it was established that way in the beginning. So, yeah. But that's the, yeah, those are the places you should go to. And if you go to the official website, you'll get everything, blogs, press releases, the FAQ that I recently put up, you know, to answer everybody's questions. And then, you know, the video links there, and you know, as a way to contact us to see who is in the credits. And you know, and then see our company page as well as the e-store. We want to get T-shirts and a copy of the original pilot. The original pilot is not, like, it's different, but, like, it's not. We have a remastered version copy on Blipkin now. So the only way you get the original pilot is to visit the Amazon.com or CrateSpace, which again is the e-store on the website. But that's the only way to get that version, which also comes with some goodies and stuff like that. But and you can even stream it. You know, we do have it video on demand from Amazon as well.
Hmm.
But yeah, we're busy trying to look for investment funding for the rest of the season. So kind of using this season opener as an investment vehicle, because I've been talking to a number of investors. And of particular note, Larry Wilcox, who played John Baker on Chips, the TV series, and he's he kind of wanted us to do a certain way, so that's why I feel that we can showcase this to him. So there'll be a gap between the first and second episode as far as filming it, whatnot, and even release. You know, but I hope to get this out. This particular episode out by July something, if possible, all edited and released.
Oh, nice! And how about your also your other films? There was a couple other ones besides, you know, there was Ascend, Wayward Son, and there was another one. I think it was Funeral Detail. You have a couple of films.
Yes. I'm performing on all of those, and partly. For the two, the Wayward and the Sand, I am executive or co-executive producer. Well, so I'm also, it's part of the investment funding as well. So, you know, to really get my brand out there and build that reputation and networking channel. So yeah, I can't wait for this next weekend. We'll be filming for 2 weekends in a row for the show, and have basically this in the can using some better equipment like either a Canon, the 5D Mark III DSLR or a Blackmagic Cinema camera, which is that 2.5K resolution. So definitely there's going to be an upgrade here in the production quality.
That's awesome. You've been doing a lot.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep busy. Despite being sick all March and part of April, but yeah, I'm thankful for all of everybody's prayers and thoughts and stuff like that. It's going to be good. For me to get back out there, you know, I don't enjoy anything more than being on set.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Me too. It's just something sheer enjoyment, something you've always, you know. I mean, some people never get to do some of their dreams.
I don't know if it's because they don't get to do it, because just they don't take action. And,
I think that's exactly what half of it is. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. You know, it's really effort, you know. you don't get anywhere without it. If you don't want to get started somewhere, then you're never going to realize that, you know, actualize. So it's all, you know, really, you can't, and also as far as performance, can't always wait by the phone for your agent to call you. You got to really kind of just take matters into your own hands, you know, and you can always perform in your own material and not wait by the phone. So it really is just taking charge, leading, you know, taking charge of your own life, and what you want to do. I mean, I'm still working out full time at my workplace. You know, I've worked for the government, but this is a great side thing right now, which I hope will blossom into something full time.
Yes, I still hope so too. I really hope for you.
How good your day job.
Yeah, well, that's what you're going to do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's something where, you know, we all got to work, and, hey, it's something, if you get to do your dreams in the meantime, that's like a plus in life, you know, because some people, they just work, and that's just their life, you know, go home, that's it. But, you know, being able to do films and such, you get to, like, just have an extra... How could you say get to have a little bit of icing on top of that cake?
Right. I mean, and then, you know, when you say dream, it's like in the indie world, I it's like you know, particularly as like it's non-union, it's no budget or low budget, very, you know. And so it's more or less it's just something, you know, that I've been working towards, you know. It's not like I just started this thing. It's something that I started back in the late 90s, you know, and I got interrupted, of course, when I joined the military, and then when I honorably separated, I went back to it, you know, a few years ago, and, you know, took workshops and stuff. So it really is like, oh, where are you? You know, at this point, you know, with this, and, you know, I feel like a bigger fish in Utah, and I feel like a bigger fish in a small pond versus out in California. I was a small fish in a large pond.
Well, the way you're going to look at it, it's like, if you're doing it, the way you become successful, and this is what people have always told me, it's like, if you're loving what you do, right, and you're doing what you love, then you are becoming successful. You know, that's something that I always take to heart. Now, when you get paid for it, that's another plus.
yeah, definitely. I mean, you got to do it for that, for the passion of it, you know. And, to be paid is what they call a working professional. You can be a professional, but if you get paid, you can be a working professional. That is actually the dream for me. And I mean, I've been paid here and there, yeah, certainly, but I'm talking about, you know, yeah, I mean, eventually the road has to lead down to Hollywood. It does. Because that's where all the money is. You know, so, you know, if we get a distributor, we get a big production studio, say, yeah, let's bring this to TV, or let's fund you, you know, like that, and use art networks to, you know, get this to go viral, whatever, then awesome, you know, then everybody's happy, everybody's getting paid, and you know, all this stuff. And we're not talking about peanuts either, you know?
Because
the investors, I mean, I've been talking to, I mean, you know, I'm seeking a minimum of $2 million, you know, for aggressive. So that's where I hope that happens. You know, I don't know, you know, but I...
Well, anything's possible, you know what I'm saying? You got a good enough chance as anybody else.
Yeah.
And that's the way you got to look at it, because everybody, I mean, there's so many people doing their thing, you know, films and stuff like that. So you got as enough chance as anybody else. I think you're just going to find, you know, like in Willy Wonka and the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, you're just going to find your little golden ticket. I think that's what it is.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll definitely find that golden ticket. The golden egg, I guess.
Right. Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
No,
exactly. I do believe it.
Yeah, so I think that the half hour is almost up, so I just want to, is there anything else that you want to talk about, anything you want to promote or anything before I let you go?
You know, if you haven't seen it yet, go watch the show. Again, blip.tv/DayZeroTV is where you go see the streaming videos, and it's all free. So, you know, you have to wait for ads, but that's the price you pay for having it hosted. But, you know, it's really, I mean, it's not long ads. And I actually made a decision to remove a bunch of ads as much as I could from the slot. There's some that are just permanently there. Can't do anything about it. Like, you know, just 5 minutes in, and then the rest of it, oh, it's just smooth sailing, and you can watch the rest of it. So make sure you click that HD button. It's now set in HD there. So that's about it. Look out for season 2, episode 1. It's called Requiem from Deezer.
Definitely. And I just want to say thank you so much, Cal, for being on my show. It was an honor indeed. And I look forward to having you as a reoccurring guest on my show.
Well, thank you so much, Shelly. Appreciate it. We'll see you again.
All right. And best wishes with Deezer on everything you do.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that looks like Cal's been up to a lot of things out there in Utah, and he's been a busy, busy giver. Anyway, I'm going to end the show, and I am back. And just be aware, well, not be aware, but heads up, I will be having a guest on my show. He's been in the industry business for about 36 years, a big-time stuntman who actually, you know, did a lot of things, worked on the set of MacGyver, many, many different stunts he's actually done for a lot of big actors, worked with James Woods and Pacino. Stephen Lambert, he will be a future guest. So I will let everybody know. And anyway, just remember, all those that have dreams out there, never let anybody stop you. Just go for it. And speaking of dreams, I've been working very hard on our film called Valkyr. It's going to get even more serious where we're going to start doing the armor and stuff. And in the beginning of the show, I played Battle Song, which I am going to actually end the show with Battle Song by the man, the myth himself, Horace the Cora DeLisa, and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. Besides, you know, training us on set, which he actually is a certified fitness trainer. He is an accomplished musician. He's won awards, I believe, nominations or something with his music. You can check him out. But to end the show, everybody, enjoy the day. Remember, it's Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day. And to all the dreamers out there, just to let you know, just reach for the stars. Believe me, take it from me. I am living proof. You can make your dreams happen. Anyway, everyone, enjoy your Sunday. I try.